Time for this morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. A better way to disagree. This whole shaming thing seems to have taken off. Sarah Sanders, who was refused service at a restaurant last week, led off the White House briefing with an appeal for civility.
We are allowed to disagree, but we should be able to do so freely and without fear of harm.
I wish we could look to the Supreme Court for guidance on this, but they can't even decide whether bakers have to sell cake to a non-political gay couple. However, maybe we can look to the president himself for inspiration. Suppose the businesses who find themselves faced with customers they disagree with, instead of shaming them, simply impose a tariff. And these would not be mean tariffs. These would be friendly tariffs like the ones we're imposing on Canadian steel and German cars. For example, I could see where an anti-Trump business, like that restaurant in Virginia that didn't serve Sarah Sanders, would apologize, invite her back, and then would simply add a 20% tariff to her bill, which could go to an immigrants' rights organization, for example. In the same way, a pro-Trump business would cheerfully serve a customer with a man bun and would refrain from mocking him or calling him a snowflake, but instead would quietly impose a man bun tariff of 20%, or maybe 25%, depending on the size of the bun, which could go towards developing even better Make America Great Again hats with man bun openings on the top.